Welcome to Light Embassy Church.
Living life to the full.
Welcome to another life-transforming show, bringing clarity and balance into your walk of faith.
The personal Jesus. The personal Jesus. And our theme scripture is taken from the Gospel of John, chapter 14, verse 16. Please, I'm reading from the KJV. The Lord Jesus says, these are red words. These are words from the great master himself. He says, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. You know, for a Christian, when you are studying the Word of God, it's vital and imperative that you note the wordings, you see, especially when Jesus is speaking. You don't have to play with the words of the Master, because everything that he says is truth. So if you miss anything, you have missed something very important that will help you in life. You know, sometimes you find Christians, all what they know is about complaining about life. Like he says, for lack of knowledge, my people perish. They suffer for lack of knowledge. If you are suffering in this world as a Christian, it's about a lack of knowledge. You cannot blame God. It's about a lack of knowledge. You see that? Because we don't give time. We don't give importance to the Word of God. It's not just I quoted the scripture. For instance, this verse that I quoted, you can just... Many have been quoting over the years, but it has not changed their lives. You have to meditate carefully over it, think through it. You see, you listen to it word to word, because the Master is speaking, and everything that he says, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. He is the truth. So anything that he says is verity, is reality. Why walk in lie? Why go for the wisdom of this world, which is full and filled with lies? When the truth, the incarnate truth, is speaking, the Lord Jesus himself, and everything that he says is truth. And these things that he's going to say, they apply to all your life. So it means that if you get the nitty-gritty of it, it comes to bless you. So it comes to bless you. So let me say again what the great master said, what he uttered. I love Jesus. No one ever spoke like Jesus. No one ever spoke like Jesus. The Master says, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. When the Master said, I will beckon on my Father to give you another comforter, he meant giving us a personal Jesus. The Lord Holy Spirit is your personal Jesus. As a Christian, you have to understand that you have a personal Jesus 24 hours a day and 365 days a year. For instance, this year being a leap year, you have a personal Jesus throughout this leap year. Think about that. The word comforter in that verse connotes, you see, that word is the word allos parakletos, a paraclete, allos parakletos, you see, and it connotes a one called or summoned to one side, called to one's aid, is called to go along with you, is called to one side, summoned to one side, to one's aid. He's called to go alongside you, so you are never alone. You know, that's why sometimes you find the gospel, Jesus will say, I'm never alone. The Master spoke those words. I remember close to he going to the cross, he told his disciples, you will leave me. You will leave me. He said, a time is coming that you'll be scattered, you will leave me. But he says, make no two mistakes about it. I am never alone. Why did he say that? It's because of the Allos Paracletos, because of the Holy Spirit who was indwelling him. Because he knew who the Holy Spirit was. He's the one called to go alongside you. You are never alone. Never make a statement that I am alone. You are never alone in this world. Be conscious of the Holy Ghost. You are never alone. You see, he is called to go alongside you, to bring help, when you are in trouble, you know you have a helper. Sometimes there are many Christians who talk when it comes to their finances. That is why they cannot activate the power of the Holy Ghost. When it comes to their finances, when it comes to any area of their life, they talk as if they are helpless. And if you talk like that, you see, you are so much conscious of the cares of this world that you don't know that you have this a treasure in earthen vessel. And you talk as if you are hemmed in. You are without a helper. The Holy Spirit will be there. There are so many Christians that they are destroyed. For instance, when the pandemic came, the COVID-19, many Christians were behaving as if there was no helper in them. Yet still, throughout that period of the pandemic, there was the Allos Paracletos in them. They had the Holy Ghost in them 24 hours a day. Wherever they went, whether the social distance, whether the lockdown, when they were in lockdown, the Holy Spirit was in them and was where they were. But yet still, they were afraid, speaking as if they have no helper. And because of that, remember, without faith, you cannot activate the power of God. Without faith, you cannot please God. Without faith, you cannot call God into action. Remember what happened between Jesus Christ and Peter. They saw the master walking on water and they were afraid. And Jesus said, "Be fear not, it is I." Then Peter said, "Lord, if it be you, then let me command me to come." Jesus said, "You can walk, come to me." The Bible says that Peter started walking. He walked for a while on the water. Peter started walking on the water and he didn't fail. The man didn't drown, but the Bible says when he saw the boisterous storms and the winds, he started to doubt. And here the man Peter started drowning. And the Bible says immediately, see, Jesus didn't say, "Peter, are you kidding? Why can you be drowning in front of me?" Peter was drowning in front of God, in front of Jesus. And Jesus didn't say, "Peter, are you kidding? I'm here. I am in the water and you are drowning." Well, if Peter could be drowning in front of Jesus, you can be drowning in front of a man of God. Peter was drowning in front of Jesus. And the Bible says Jesus immediately got hold of Peter and pulled him out of the water. The master Jesus didn't say, "Peter, are you drowning? Are you kidding? Are you drowning in front of me? How can you drown in front of me?" Because you can drown and die before God. That's why many Christians died in the pandemic. And he said, "Peter, O ye of little faith." It means that when you don't have faith, it shall seduce the power of God. It shall seduce the power of God. In the same way, in the pandemic, they had the Holy Ghost, but their communication showed that they had no faith. So with all the power within them, ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come into you. With all the power in them, you are still drowning. All you need is in you. I tell people, I've been saying this to people over the years, all you need is in you. Oh, I like what Peter said in 2nd Epistle. See, that's his divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness. All you need is already in you. A Christian, understand that. That's why many Christians are suffering around the world, begging God for something they already have. All you need is in you. What you need is the right teaching and understanding of the Word of God, or you will suffer for nothing. So many are suffering for nothing, and they think that God is there crying for them. No, you are just suffering for nothing. You have to understand the meaning of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. So he said, another comforter, you see, said he is called, the one called to go alongside you, to bring help when you are in trouble. Never say you are helpless. Even when you mess up, you see, and lose your way, he is there to plead your case and your cause with that great intercessor. He said, another comforter. Now, Jesus referred to the Holy Ghost as another comforter. The word "another" is very important in the Lord's construction of that statement. It's very important. You see, Jesus himself was a comforter, a helper, an intercessor, and an advocate. But that word comforter means a lot, has a lot of synonyms, right? That's why in the Amplified, we include all those other synonyms like a helper, an intercessor, a standby, an advocate, right? But Jesus himself was that. That is why he referred to the Holy Spirit as another comforter. He is another of my kind and my type. That's what the master meant. These sentiments are communicated about Jesus in the volume of the Bible. For instance, Jesus says, John says regarding Jesus, when we read first Epistle of John chapter 2 verse 1, says, "My little children, these things write I unto you that ye sin not. And if any man sin," now he didn't say when any man sin, sin is not compulsory. He says if, he uses a conditional particle. "And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous." So Jesus is an advocate. The same way the Holy Spirit is an advocate, Jesus is an advocate. He was the intercessor and mediator between God and man. He was the sinner's access to God and brought God to the sinner. So when we read 1 Timothy chapter 2 verse 5, says, Paul says, "For there is one God and one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus." For there is one God and one mediator between God and man, the man Jesus. That's what he says. You see, "For there is one God and one mediator." He is a mediator. He's an intercessor between God. He was an intercessor between God and the sinner. A mediator between God and the sinner. He was so a mediator that he even went to the cross for the sinner. So the same way the Holy Spirit is referred to as a mediator, an intercessor, Jesus himself was first and foremost a mediator, intercessor. That is why now he referred to the Holy Spirit as another helper, another intercessor, another advocate, as he, Jesus, was. So Paul says, "For there is one God and one mediator between God and man, the man Jesus Christ." Jesus was also a helper. When you see the Son of Galilee through the pictures of the gospel, he was more than a helper. He brought healing to the sick, hope to the hopeless, food to the hungry. He saved those who were drowning in the midst of the sea and brought salvation to the damned. He was and still is the number one helper. Though all these were wonderful, you see, all these are wonderful by the Lord Jesus when he walked this earth, there was a limitation. You see, Jesus, the Lord Jesus himself, had a body of his own and hence could be at one place at a time. He brought help to where he was. Even though he could command help at distant places, you needed to come personally to him to ask. He didn't go to the Gentile lands, so they didn't experience his love and help. The Gentiles who got his help needed to come to him in Israel, like the Syrophoenician woman, right? The Canaanite woman. The Holy Spirit has become all that Jesus was, but even more. For in the Holy Ghost, you now have your personal Jesus. You see, through the Holy Ghost, every Christian, you have a personal Jesus who is living in you. Jesus said, "He is with you, but shall be in you." And you see, it's in you forever, a permanence of indwelling. That's what he's saying. Anyone, no matter where you live on the globe, can have a personal Jesus. Anyone, no matter where you live on the globe, can have a personal Jesus. Think about it. A Jesus for only you. When I say a personal Jesus, he is a Jesus for only you. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. To his name forevermore. You have a Jesus for only you. Think about it. He's so big. This one, you have to put springs in your stomach. These are things that it puts springs in my steps every day. Joy, every day, every day. Think about that. That you have a personal Jesus. And this truth, this reality, this is not a religious cliche. This is truth. You have a personal Jesus. How can you have... So when sometimes I see Christians, the way they behave and they speak, I can know the problem. What is the problem? A lack of education. They have not been taught. properly taught about the gospel of the Lord Jesus. Because how can you have this understanding and talk the way some of them they talk or speak? You have a personal Jesus. A personal Jesus. This should give you boldness and confidence about, you have to be confident about life. You're confident, always full of happiness. You have a personal Jesus. And it has to be real to you. A Jesus for only you. You have a Jesus for only you. The man Jesus was for everyone. But now you have a Jesus for only you. Oh, glory be to God. You have a Jesus for only you. This is the meaning of, I will plead the Father to send you another comforter, another helper, another standby, another intercessor, another mediator, another advocate. Jesus, talking about the Holy Ghost, said, I will not leave you comfortless. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. Isn't that lovely? Now, is that what Jesus said? He said, I will not leave you. Jesus was talking about the Holy Ghost. Jesus was not speaking about himself. He was talking about the Holy Ghost. Yes, he said, I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Now, Jesus didn't say he will come to you, right? Isn't that lovely? It's very lovely. Jesus knew he was talking, the Lord Jesus himself, who spoke those words, knew he was referring or talking about the Holy Ghost. Yet, he didn't say he will come to you. Jesus should have said, I will not leave you comfortless. He, the Holy Ghost, will come to you. Or I will not leave you comfortless. He will come to you. He didn't say that. He said, I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Yet, he was talking about the Holy Ghost. The Lord himself knows that the Holy Spirit comes to be your personal Jesus. So it's not Apostle Alex saying this. Jesus himself is telling me that the Holy Ghost is your personal Jesus. So he said, I will come to you. So the Holy Ghost is now your personal Jesus. You have a Jesus for only you. Wow, this is big. This is big. It means that he can do for you all that you saw him or you see him doing through the Gospels in the land of Judea, in Galilee, in Capernaum, Nazareth, Nain. You see, you can find by here, he's all consecrated. He's also all about you, a personal Jesus for only you. Think about that. Be saying it every day. I have a personal Jesus. Because it's you living by that consciousness and saying it every day that will activate the power. I have a personal Jesus. Oh, is the light of God's way. You have to understand that it's the light of God's way. Yes, he is your personal Jesus in the morning, afternoon, and at evening times. Every day, you have a personal Jesus in the Holy Ghost. This is why Paul refers the Holy Spirit as the Spirit of Christ. You see that? That's why the Holy Spirit is referred to as the Spirit of Christ. As the Spirit of Christ. This is the meaning of Christ in you, the hope of glory. Jesus knew that by virtue of the Holy Ghost being in us, the Holy Spirit brings the presence of Jesus Christ to you. So the Holy Spirit has become Christ in you, your personal Jesus. And since it's in you, he's the guarantee of the glory. Now let me explain something about this statement of Paul. When the Bible says Christ in you, the hope of glory, sometimes some get it wrong. They think he's talking about a future expectation. No. He's not talking about something that is going to happen in the future. He's talking about a guarantee, an expectation of glory. He says that because Christ is in you, you have to be expecting the glorious life every time. Meaning that the Christian, like it's the same thing like Peter said, you have been called for glory and virtue. Meaning that the Christian, you have to live a glorious life by virtue of the Holy Spirit living in you. You see that? So that's why you have to think about yourself. You have to live a glorious life, not a life of suffering. Now, if you are suffering for righteousness, that's good. But not the sufferings out of the curse. No, you have to live a glorious life. No poverty for you, the Christian. The Christian should not be poor. Should not live a life of poverty. No. Of sickness. No. No. Christ in you. Oh. The hope of glory. The guarantee, the security of glory. The Holy Spirit is the carrier of the presence of Jesus. No, the Holy Spirit brings you both the presence of God Almighty and of Jesus. You see, and of Jesus. So when you read Romans chapter 8, verse 9, Paul says, For ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. You have a personal Jesus. Blessed be God forevermore. God bless you.
Thanks for joining us. Please subscribe to our weekly podcast and download our app, Light Embassy Church. Stay on the channel for the next episode.